أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء؟ بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها. From the beginning of the surah, this is the second ruku. At the beginning of the surah, Allah took various qasams to show that Qiyamah will definitely take place. And then Allah explained His great qudrat, His grandeur and His honor, and how the system and the work of Allah Ta'ala is. All that was to prove that Qiyamah, there is no doubt it is going to take place. And then Allah brought a historical fact, and that is about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun. And in there, it has come so many times in the Quran Sharif, and there are great, great lessons for us to learn from there, ponder about and bring in our lives. Now Allah Ta'ala explains another great reality which is in front of the eyes of everyone. Another aspect of the great Qudrat of Allah, in which there are great ni'mats of Allah also. We use those ni'mats, we see that Qudrat, and from there also we should, on the one side, make shukr to Allah for all his ni'mats, recognize His great Qudrat and power. And the main reason that Allah explains it here, that when Allah has got so much of power, what is it difficult for Allah to let man be created again? When Allah created man the first time, that was much more difficult. Now to create man a second time is not difficult at all. And man himself, to create man, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ. کیا تمہارا بنانا مشکل ہے یا آسمان کا؟ Is it more difficult to create you or the skies? In other words, the sky which Allah has created is a much more greater creation than man. But if we just think about man himself, that how Allah created this man, and it is mind-boggling, everything of the man. If we think of the eyes, and we go to an optometrist and ask him to explain to us how the eyes function, our mind does not work. What things they are? Just the fluid on top of the eyes, that is also absolutely necessary. If that fluid has to dry out, a person has got terrible problems. And it has to be there all the time. Just the blinking of the eye, that is also an absolute necessity. It works like wipers all the time. Unconsciously, we are not aware, but our eyes are blinking also all the time. And then the brains is beyond our capacity. We use our brains to try and understand, but we cannot understand our own brain also and how it's functioning. The heart and how it functions. We see a sauna of the heart and how those valves open, close all the time. Everything in the human body and how everything has been placed on its place. For example, we have our kidneys. If there's just a little problem of the kidney, it's a major problem. And all the other parts of the body, when Allah has created this insan so we just cannot explain how he has been created, then all the other creation of Allah, on the other hand, if we see a little ant, so small, but Allah has kept eyes for that ant. Allah has kept a heart for that ant. And the ant, how it works, its digestive system. Then if we look at that elephant, so big, and in there again Allah has done everything, all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, and the whole earth, and everything, the trees, all this life, it is a great, great thing, and it is mind-boggling, and it is the only wise thing for a human to say, that I believe in Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says, the sky is even more greater. To have made the sky, and like the earth, we know that it is almost round in shape, a little bit oval, round in shape, and it is just suspended in space. There is absolutely nothing that supports the earth, not any columns, not any chains are holding it up. At the most, scientists will say, it's atmospheric pressure or magnetic forces. And that also is by the Qudrat of Allah and in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has kept this whole earth just round like that. And if a person walks on the earth round, our mind should say he should fall down into space. And he's at the bottom of the earth, he's walking upside down with his legs on top and his head at the bottom. but it never appears anywhere that is upside down. And many, many more things, how the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. Water by nature flows downwards all the time. At the top of the world, the water of the oceans are there, but they are not running across the land. They just come to the shore and they go back again. All this is the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Much more greater than that, Allah Ta'ala Himself, the Creator, is saying that is it more difficult to make you than the skies? The skies were much more difficult. Banaha. That it is Usne, Usku Banalia. It is Allah who made the skies. And He raised, and the skies are also round. If we go to the top of the world, wherever, we see the same sky. You go bottom of the world, it is round there also. According to scientists and astronomers, the sky is the limit of our vision. It's just the end of our vision, and it gets its color from the blue water of the sea. But that is definitely not the case. The sky is a solid structure. As it comes very, very clearly, Malaika, they go through the doors of the sky. In Mi'raj, permission was taken for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to enter. There is security also there. So it's a solid thing, and there is absolutely no doubt. So Allah Ta'ala explains, the sky that we have made, رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا اُنْچَا كِيَا اُسْكَا اُبْحَارَ فِرْ اُسْكُو بَرَابَرْ كِيَا. That Allah Ta'ala raised the height of the sky. The sky is so high that all what we can see, the sun, the moon, all the stars, they are below the sky. And the sky is much more further than that. Many hadith we are taught, for example, the virtues of making i'tikaf for one day, distance from the earth to the sky. So it's a definite solid thing, the sky. And Allah Ta'ala has raised it so high, the height of it, the roof of it is so high. فَسَوَّاهَا. And then Allah leveled it up also, properly leveled also. If we go and look up at the sky, we won't see it anywhere bumpy, and we can never reach the sky. We can't reach anywhere. If they reach the moon, that is very, very near to the earth. The sun is out of the question, which is also very near to the earth. The first sky, and there are seven skies like that Allah Ta'ala has made. So Allah, this is the great Qudrat of Allah. What Allah is proving here, though this explanation goes further, but that when Allah can create human being and we are dumbfounded, any specialist, when he also studies it, Muslim or non-Muslim, he says our minds get exhausted. We cannot explain further how Allah Ta'ala has made it. Whether it is the ear, whether it is the nose, the brains, the heart, or any other thing, how the kidneys are functioning, all these things, and then the sky is a much more greater creation, and how Allah has made it. When Allah is that Qudrat, what is it difficult for Allah that Allah Ta'ala will make human being come back to life again? Which the people of Makkah, the mushriks, just could not or did not want to accept or understand. But when Allah can do all this, and Allah created the human the first time, and He created him so perfectly, what is it difficult for Allah just to repeat it again? Allah's Qudrat and every quality of Allah is limitless. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. Allah's power is unlimited. So to create again, what is it difficult for Allah? May Allah give us the true yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala will bring us back to life. We will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. Judgment will take place. And in that, may Allah have mercy upon us and shower us with His forgiveness and His kindness. Wa akhiru da'wana.